Saga Egmont presents Vendetta by Heather Burnside. Read by Emma Swan. For Kerry and Pasco. Part 1, 1990 to 1992. Chapter 1. It was late evening, and Adele was walking around the darkened interior of her brother's Manchester nightclub, the Golden Bell. She smiled as she listened to the lyrics of The Only Way Is Up by Yaz and felt the throbbing of the rhythmic disco beat. The revellers seemed to feed off the energy from the music and the blue strobe lighting. Gazing upwards, she noticed the intermittent blasts of illumination from laser beams scudding across the ceiling and the array of multicoloured overhead spotlights. She never tired of that sight. There was no atmosphere like it. Adele had only been managing the Golden Bell for a couple of weeks, and despite her initial reservations, she was quite enjoying it. As she carried out her checks, she was glad to see that most of the customers seemed happy. The only exception was a group of young women occupying a peripheral table. It was the second time Adele had passed the young women, who were on a hen night. The first time, the table had been full of chatter and laughter, and all had seemed well. But the atmosphere between them had now changed. They were bickering, and Adele decided to stick around in case things turned nasty. As she hovered close to the table, she caught snippets of their conversation. It was a dispute over money. One of the women, called Trish, was running a kitty, and some of the others felt they'd been short-changed. "We should have had at least two fucking drinks out of that!" shouted a big, busty blonde with a ragged complexion called Tina. "And now you're asking us for another fiver. You can fuck right off." Tina's tight top clung to her large breasts, emphasising the outline of her ill-fitting bra by the surplus flesh that bulged over the top. Adele watched Trish's reaction, as many of the others sided with Tina. Trish was a tall girl with bobbed hair dyed in a shade of black that was as severe as her acute facial features. Her expression bore a look of anger tinged with guilt. "What are you fucking accusing me of?" she demanded, getting up from her seat and facing Tina head on. Then Tina was out of her seat too, her friends holding her back as she let out a verbal onslaught and tried to get at Trish. Adele felt the rapid rhythm of her heartbeat as her fight-or-flight response kicked in. She stepped forward. Gazing around her, Adele was relieved to spot one of the bouncers, Barney, racing towards the crowd of girls who were now yelling at each other. Many of the girls were trying to get at Trish, who responded by waving her fist at them. Before Barney could reach the table, Trish pulled some money out of her handbag and slammed it down onto the table. "Stick your fucking kitty up your arse," she yelled. "See if I care." Then she upended the table, sending a spray of drinks all over the other girls. Tina screeched as the cold chill of ice-laden alcohol hit her. Then she looked down at her clothing, which was drenched with drink, forming a large cola-coloured patch on her skirt. "You stupid bitch," she yelled. "This outfit cost me a fucking fortune." She dragged herself away from her friends and went for Trish, but Barney stepped between them. "Calm it, girls," he shouted, but Tina was beyond pacifying. Unable to get to Trish, Tina aimed a venom-filled punch straight at Barney. As the force of the blow knocked him temporarily off balance, Adele waded in. She knew Barney was too much of a gentleman to trade blows with a woman. Within seconds, Adele had overpowered Tina and wrenched her arms behind her back, and she was now marching her towards the door. It wasn't the first time Adele had been grateful for her martial arts skills and the hours of practice she put in at the gym each week. Tina, like many others, had taken one look at Adele and underestimated her fighting ability. Adele had a sophisticated demeanour, which belied her inner strength. Her attractive face was framed by a mane of dark, glossy hair, her skin radiant, and her eyes dark and sultry. Only her eyes hinted at the hidden depths within, but most people missed the clue. Several bouncers ran towards the table of girls.